I want to focus on Uber now. Big story running in the United States about the New York City authorities capping Uber licenses and making all kinds of moves in terms of setting driver regulations and conditions and doing things that Uber have been fighting against for many years. New York's a bit of a litmus test on Uber, but they're not alone in wrestling with exactly how to control the Uber phenomenon, which sparked me to think, where are we up to in Cape Town? What is this current situation in the city regarding Uber? The MACO member for Transport and Urban Development is Brett Herron, joins me now. Hello, Brett.
Hi, Mike.
How are we doing at the moment? Where are we up to on Uber? What is the current situation?
So, Mike, I mean, we've been working with Uber and its operators for the last 3 years on a licensing process. We agreed with them that we would support just over 1,000 licenses at the time. And so far, we've issued about, or the province has issued about 650 of those. We received a full 1,035, I think, applications, but many of those operators didn't proceed to conclude the application process. It's not Uber alone. It's a category called e-hailing because there are other players that have also entered the market in the meantime.
So there is allowance for 1,000 e-hailing licenses. Is that too many? Is it not enough? Is there pressure from other operators, the non-e-hailing taxi drivers, to restrict that?
So we agreed with Uber 1,035, and then since then Taxify came on the scene, and they asked for some. So we finally agreed to about 1,400 odd e-hailing licenses. We know that Uber wants more, but I mean, what we're saying right now is, well, we haven't issued the full extent of what we had agreed in the beginning. So let us get out the 1,400 e-hailing licenses, and then we can look at the supply and demand figures and then understand what the market can really tolerate.
Where does the responsibility lie? Is this entirely city-based?
No, well, the city is the planning authority, so no public transport operator can get an operating license, whether it's Golden Arrow Bus Service, MyCity Bus, or Minibus Taxi, meter taxis. They all need the city to support the license application, and we do so based on our role, which is to determine supply and demand. But the actual issuing of the license is a provincial competency.
So each province can be different in terms of what it allows Uber to do?
Well, each province or each city could actually be different in terms of how they interpret the supply and demand data. Our role is to say to the provincial government, yes, we support this license based on our assessment of supply and demand.
The established taxi industry, the meter taxi industry, anyone not using e-hailing, where are we up to in that space? Are they challenging this?
Well, in the beginning they were uncomfortable, and I'm saying maybe that's politely, they were unhappy with the arrival of e-hailing or Uber, and they wanted a level playing field because they had operational restrictions that the e-hailing licensing or operations did not experience, and we gave an undertaking to level that playing field. And many of them are developing their own apps that operates very similar to how Uber operates. So I think that they're adapting to the changing environment. And we've got about 800 metered taxi licenses out there at the moment.
How do we explain the major difference between Cape Town and Joburg? You were being a little bit euphemistic when you say there was opposition. There was some violent opposition here, which seems to have gone away, but it still seems to happen in Joburg. What's your understanding of why the difference?
Well, first of all, we didn't have the violence to the extent that Johannesburg had. We had some protests, and we have had some horrible incidents, but very isolated. We approached the whole licensing for e-hailing very differently to how Johannesburg and other cities approached it. In fact, the way we approached it is now the way that the proposed amendments to the legislation have been drafted. They've been drafted really based on Cape Town's model for e-hailing. And that was that we did not identify or recognize Uber as a charter service, but rather as a meter taxi that had to meet all the same requirements that a meter taxi would have to meet. So we, to some extent, although there were some operational restrictions on the existing meter taxi operators, we leveled the playing field from the beginning. And so I think that may have led to the meter taxi industry not being as violently opposed.
Brett Herron, thanks for your time. As always on Cape Talk, make a member for Transport and Urban